It was last week that I brought forth this story because I was fascinated by a picture I saw and then read the story and like, wow, this is something I'd never, ever heard before. And I brought it forth. I don't think any of us heard about it before. But you know our loyal listeners, there's always a connection that is being made that sometimes we're not aware of until somebody reaches out. Do you remember the story we had about the little boy from Georgia who was diagnosed with uncombable hair syndrome?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
And we had the picture on our morning team page. Mm-hmm. The young lad, this is where the hair is, it's uncontrollable. You can't comb it.
Yeah, it looked like he's put his finger in an electrical socket.
It's each strand is twisted. It's something that kids that are diagnosed as young kids, they most just grow out of it, and eventually hair becomes normal. There's no, as far as I understand, medical concerns or anything like that. So we talked about that. You know, whoever heard of that before, you know, who knows? Mm. In my email, I received this message, and I've corresponded with her, so I know I can use her name and pictures. Jessica Frisky from Bay City. And she writes, "Hi, Charlie. We heard you talking about uncombable hair syndrome this morning and the boy from Georgia. We live in Bay City, and we're pretty sure our almost four-year-old daughter, Nadia, has it."
So she has some frisky hair, huh?
Yeah. We figured out when she was about two, but she's never been tested for it. Her hair started growing in at about age one. It was extremely blonde and stood straight up. The more it grew in, the more people would stop us everywhere we went to comment on her hair. Since she's our only child, I figured this is just how baby hair is. I get that. But when she was about two, we were at a baby story time at the library when I realized none of the other baby's hair looked like hers. She says, "It lays down when it's wet, but not when it's dry. And even when it was only an inch or two long, I couldn't get a comb or a brush through it. After a while, I was actually kind of distraught because of her hair always being tangled. I started Googling kids with wild hair, and that's when I found uncontrollable hair syndrome and lots of pictures of kids that look just like our daughter's hair. I have found a brush that I can brush her hair with. It doesn't get stuck. It's called a tangle teaser. As she gets older, her hair gets a little longer. It lays down a little more. Still pretty poofy. I'll attach some pictures so you can see. Anyway, we love you, the Morning Team Show. Thanks to everybody for doing it. Jessica Frisky."
Wow. How about that?
How about that?
Well, if she wants a spiked hair look, she'll save a lot of money on hairspray.
That's right.
So on the Morning Team page at WSW.com, if you scroll down and find the Morning Team box and click for today's date, March 2nd, 2022, I put the little boy from Georgia. There's that original picture we had.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. This is Nadia at age two with mom. You can see her just kind of growing in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then this one with dad, that's Jessica. Dad, Ryan at age three. Check out that. Does that not look like that little
sure
boy?
Does. It sure does.
That
does.
Looks.
Mm. Hair just going straight out?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It looks like uncontrollable hair syndrome right here in Bay City.
Like she's dealing with a lot of static or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so we learned it's not regional. Nothing in the water.
In further correspondence, because I was asking Jessica, you know, have you mentioned this to your doctor? I mean, she says she did mention the uncontrollable hair syndrome to a medical assistant, but never heard of it. The assistant didn't. She says next time that she has her daughter at the doctor, she'll probably mention it and see if actually it might be diagnosed. Hmm. She even says that her husband, Ryan, in that picture with her daughter, has an aunt who had hair like Nadia's when she was a child. She's now older. Her hair is more normal textured. So we're thinking that's what's going to happen with Nadia, too, when she gets older. Which, again, apparently that's what happens. Happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, so we go from, whoever heard of this?
Yeah, that's right. We got one right here in the backyard.
I love our listeners.
And their willingness to share. We appreciate that.
Jessica, I do appreciate that very much. It was a great story. And, yeah, thank you for your permission, by the way, to use your name and the pictures. It just enhances the whole story. And so, again, on the Morning Team Show page for today, we'll put up the little boy, the original story, and then we'll put up a couple of pictures of little Nadia, who's almost 4 years old now. But
never knew.
And it hasn't subsided then, is that right?
Not at this point. Not at this point. But again, she says it's when she's getting wet now, it might stay down a little bit. But so perhaps she's starting to grow out of it. I don't know. But she's only, I think, going to be four. Maybe so these pictures are just from the wet look. Yeah. Isn't that something, though?
That is.
Uncontrollable hair syndrome. Wonder if they shorten it up. Oh, I'm sorry, you have UHS.
I wish I had hair that was uncontrollable. I don't have hair.
I have the, yes, I have the un-hair syndrome.
Yeah. The controllable.
Yeah, right.
Easy to control.
And there's some things we just have to learn to accept as we grow older. It's just going to happen.
It's just going to happen. Right. That's it. Well, you have the controllable beard.
Oh, there you go. That's true. I do have that. Right. Sometimes it does kind of get out of control.
I should ask. You know, that reminds me.
What's that?
Remember a couple of months ago, from another listener, we received all that product, Burt's Bees products.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the beard care or whatever it was.
It was called Beard Balm.
Yeah, Beard Balm.
Supposed
right.
To
beard Balm.
To yeah, that's tame, right. Uncontrollable. Oh, okay. Have you ever? Did you ever?
I never tried it. You haven't tried it. Maybe I should try that now. Yeah.
I wonder if you need to share that with Jessica. Maybe that work on her daughter.
Let's call up Burt's Bees and see. Maybe they have a hair balm or something that would be perfect for uncontrollable hair syndrome. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Well, that's just fun. That's just fun. Again, that's Jessica, good. We appreciate you.
Yeah, that was awesome. No. Yeah. Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah. What a beautiful family, and what a joy it is to be able to talk about that and let folks know what's going on right here in our own backyard, as we say. So, as we said, there's always listeners who know more than we do, that experience more than we do, and we please ask you to share so we can have fun stories like this.